Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And I have a confession to make. Sometimes when I'm listening to someone, especially someone that is saying something that I disagree with, all I can hear are my own thoughts, formulating what I'm going to say next. And let's be honest, that's not really listening at all. And if you live in the United States right now or have been following our presidential election, you know that there has been a lot of this type of quote unquote listening going on. People are angry and they're divisive over controversial issues. And it's not just politicians that are bad at listening to each other. It's also the people in your family or your friends on your social media feeds who are so adamant about sharing their opinions that they refuse to see another way. And this is contentious. And the Lord tells us that it's impossible for the Spirit to be a part of these interactions when we have contention. So if people's opinions and the vocalization of them aren't going to change, but we want to have the Spirit with us more in our lives, there is something that we have to learn how to do. And that's listen, really listen when we disagree with what's being said. And to me, that sounds really hard, especially when you're passionate, morally passionate about a topic. And in the scriptures, in Proverbs 4:7, it tells us, "And with all thy getting, get understanding." So there was an interesting event that recently took place, and it was hosted by author Benjamin Mathis. And he went to a political convention, and he sat outside the event with a sign that said, "Free Listening." And he had a lot of people come up to him and share their opinions and just sort of talk at him. And these were opinions that he, Benjamin Mathis, often disagreed with. But he was able to make this into a worthwhile, peaceful experience because he did this one thing. After the person was finished sharing their opinion with him, he asked them this question: "Will you tell me your story? I'd love to know how you came to this point of view." And Mathis says he did this because it's not the opinion so much that begs to be heard and understood, it's the person who is sharing it. And as children of God, we need to remember that we all struggle with different experiences, and those experiences often shape our opinions and can define our life path. So the next time you're faced with an opinionated, potentially hostile conversation or person, remember to take a deep breath, listen to the person, and try to understand how they could have come to that conclusion. And if we end up blocking people on our social feeds or in real life that we don't agree with, we run the risk of only surrounding ourselves with those who are exactly like us, which really only robs us of opportunities to learn and grow and increase in compassion for others, which is what Christ would have us do. So for more content on developing Christ-like attributes like compassion in your life, you can check out mormonchannel.org or the Mormon Channel app in the App Store for inspirational blog posts, podcasts, and videos. And I'm going to close this episode today with a quote from LDS leader Elder Gary E. Stevenson. And he said, "As we trust and rely on the Lord, a greater measure of understanding comes from Him into our heart." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.